the dishes were all dirty, you'd say, I have to go, what, the dishes?
Wash the dishes.
Okay, and you say, after she washes the dishes, then she what them in clear
you
water?
You have to dry the dishes.
Yeah, before that, after she washes the dishes, she what them in clear water? She...
Rinse.
Okay. What do you call a cloth or rag you use when you're washing dishes?
What for what?
The cloth or the
rag. Oh, dish rag.
Okay.
Dish rag.
Okay, and to dry them?
Drying towel.
Okay.
Drying cloth or drying towel.
Okay, and what do you call a little square of cloth that you used to wash your face with?
Well, that was a washcloth.
Okay.
Call that a washcloth.
Any old-fashioned word? Old-fashioned word for that?
Well, not that I know of.
You never said wash rag?
Yeah.
Okay, if you wanted to pour yourself a glass of water, now you would go to the sink and turn on the...
Faucet.
Okay. What would you call it? Out in the yard, you might have something to hook up your hose to.
Well...
Would you call that a faucet?
No. Back to the business. I was a great big boy before I ever seen anything like a water tank.
Mm-hmm.
And a few men that was wealthy and had a good farm, had a good well on it, or had it well dug,
mm-hmm.
and put a windmill over it
mm-hmm.
to drive the pump and put him a big tank up on a platform elevated off of the ground.
Mm-hmm.
So he could pipe this water anywhere around the barn or the house he wanted to carry.
Did he have a way to turn the water on?
Yeah, had the faucets.
Faucet.
To turn this water on and off, had his space, his water trough in his barn lot out about this well.
Mm-hmm.
And if he ran it into his house, well, he'd have a faucet over the kitchen sink
mm-hmm.
and in his bathtub and things like that.
I see. Okay, so it was so cold last night that our water pipes
froze
and
burst.
Okay, and if you stuck a pin in a balloon, it would.
Well, if you stuck a pin in balloons, that deflated it, or in other words, let the gas out.
Okay. You say, and if water pipes freeze, they might?
Yeah.
They might what?
Might burst.
Okay. This is something that you might have to roll off a wagon on a couple of logs or boards. It's a big old thing. Flour used to come in it.
Well... For instance, if it was some heavy article that you had on a wagon, we'd say they have to get some skids
mm-hmm.
to get it off of there.
What might you carry on a wagon? This big old round thing.
Well.
That made out of wood, it has hoops going around it.
Well, we call that a tank.
Okay, what about another word? What about a bear? What did flour used to come in? Not flour sacks, but...
Oh, wooden bears, honey, when I was little.
Okay.
That flour come in wooden bears. And fact of the business, for years and years, that's the only way the merchant got his flour was in wooden bears. Then they come out with a cotton sack.
Mm-hmm.
And they had to starch that sack. It had to be treated with something, you see, to keep that flour from sifting through.
Mm-hmm.
Well, going back though, all these farmers that owned his own home or a man that rented a place raised his own wheat. Mm-hmm. He hauled that to the mill and had it ground, and we had a cotton sack, put the flour in, and the meal, it'll hold about, is that long?
Mm-hmm.